Question number 8. Choosing Mahabuddha as a samatha object, we are unable to attain even first jhana. Because of no parami, maybe less effort. The parami experience are also important, you see. Parami experience, using Mahabuddha as a samatha object, we are unable to attain even first jhana. Why? How many times you walk, you try how many years with the Mahabuddha? So, to attain jhana, 24 hours, how many hours you walk on that object? So, practice is to attain samatha, you must renounce everything. Renounce means you must secluded and stay alone, walk on that object up to Nimitta. When Nimitta appeared, you must look after this Nimitta. If you go home or if you stay away, that Nimitta easily lost. So cannot attain. If you wish to determine to attain jhana, you must go far-out center, meditation center. Far-out centers, they have keep the guideline to attain, but necessary 3 months, at least 3 months or 1 year. Short time is impossible. Short time is you renounce everything and determine only this object. Must work hard. You want to do this, want to do others, also impossible, this one. Impossible. Because you see, to know on those days, ancient times, when people want to make a fire, they use two hard stick, pushing together on those days. If you separate, heat reduce. So non-stop, must put non-stop. When hotter and hotter, up to produce fire, up to fire come appear. Non-stop is necessary. To attain jhana also, you must do non-stop. Otherwise, if object and mind separate, the other intervenes, the others intervenes and disturbs, appear, and become cold. So you must start again. So it's impossible. So,
the question asks is that why does Mahabuddha cannot reach first jhana? Why Mahabuddha cannot reach the first jhana?
Mahabuddha as a samatha object, we are unable to attain even first jhana. He does not attain. Why? Because first is laziness. First is not work hard. It's need time, take a time, non-stop. Otherwise, I cannot attain. Okay?